I don't want to be high. I just want to feel better.
That's the sentiment of many in chronic pain as Kentucky's medical marijuana bill pushes forward in the General Assembly in Frankfort. An overflow crowd was on hand as the Senate Committee on Licensure and Occupations passed Senate Bill 47 with an 8-3 bipartisan vote. The bill's sponsor, Senator Stephen West of Paris, cautions that this is not for recreational use, but for those with qualifying conditions.
Any type or form of cancer, regardless of stage, chronic, severe, intractable, or debilitating pain, epilepsy, or any other intractable seizure disorder, multiple sclerosis, muscle spasms or spasticity, post-traumatic stress disorder, any other medical condition or disease for which the Kentucky Center for Cannabis finds appropriate.
Cannabis legislation has been discussed for years in Frankfort, and West is gratified to see it closer to reality. At the meeting in support was Sandra Marlowe, a once competitive athlete, now confined to a wheelchair with ALS. She speaks now with computer-aided assistance.
I ask that my days be as comfortable as possible with access to the THC tincture that is the only thing that gives me relief. For the sake of those who suffer, please vote to pass this bill.
An opponent to the bill cites concerns over side effects and the lack of medical research, but sympathizes still with those in pain. Proponents agree that it's a safer alternative to opioids. Senator West points out that there have been lengthy discussions with the Fraternal Order of Police to discern legal cannabis from what is not, and that the administration falls under the Cabinet for Families and Children. The medical marijuana measure now moves to the full Senate for consideration. Should it advance there, it has mere days left to be approved by the House. If passed, the bill would go into effect in January 2025. Reporting at the State Capitol in Frankfort, I'm Charles Baglin.